Hello, everybody. I realize I had something on my glasses. All right. How's everybody doing? Say hi in the chat. I am back once again. All right. Let's see. Let me change my name. Sometimes I still have to remind myself what my new name is since I got married over a year ago. All right. Is everybody ready for the first, not first annual, first model lab? Are y'all excited? Okay, Janine, I hope you got your hand raised. So I hope you're ready to give me a model. So let me kind of tell y'all how this is going to work. So I'm going to give y'all a little lesson first. Let me find the lesson here real quick. What I was going to show y'all, because I know I've got it here. Here we go. Here's my little drawing of our model that hopefully most of you all have seen, that this is something that Corinne came up with. I think it was during the transformation weekend, way back when, and in her amazing brain, she came up with a way to teach the model that was more in a circular fashion. And I just think it really just visually shows you so much more, just really shows you visually how the model is a cycle, right? When we usually just see it CTFAR, it's hard to kind of see it as a cycle that happens over and over again. And so that's why I love, anytime I can, I like to teach the model this way. So we're going to go over this circular version of the model. I mean, it's the same thing, but it's just kind of a different way to teach it. And then I am going to really dial in on the circumstance line tonight. So we're going to do that and just kind of give you all some ideas about how to think about the circumstance, you know, the best way to identify a circumstance, answer any questions y'all have about the circumstance line. And then the rest of the time we have, I am going to take either from y'all raising your hands, and you can give me a model. And here's the deal with y'all raising your hands. I don't want a bunch of backstory. I literally want, what is the circumstance? You know, I want you to start with the model, and we're going to just do as many models as we can tonight. I got my markers ready, and we're going to just learn as much as we can about how to use the model in the best way to lose weight, which is, you know, what all of y'all are here to do, and ultimately to change your life. So that's kind of what we're going to go over. So no backstory, Sharon, because I just want to go through as many as I can. But y'all could also, if you don't want to come on camera, you can post your models in the Q&A and I can review them there. And of course we always do that and ask coaches, but I would love to do that just on camera tonight, just to, because I know a lot of you all aren't going back and looking at other people's, you know, ask coaches questions. And so let's just do as many models as we can and work on this, right? So, yep, it's a model-thon. It's our very own. It's a PNP model-thon. Holla. Okay. So, again, any models that y'all want to go ahead and put in the Q&A, if you don't want to come on camera, go for it. Melissa, you are already ahead of schedule, because that's what I'm going to ask y'all to do, to put in the chat, is what is a circumstance? Give me an example of a circumstance in the chat. Do the C and the, and what's the circumstance? And I'm going to throw a few out there and see if y'all think, are they circumstances or not, right? Okay, but first I'm going to go over this circular version of the model. So as you all know, the model is CTFAR, circumstance, thought. You have a circumstance in life, that those are the facts of your life, right? I'm going to talk more in depth about the circumstance in a minute. The thought line comes next, right? You have a thought about that circumstance. So let's just use an example of Melissa. And so Melissa was first. Her circumstance is, I am losing weight. My husband is not losing weight. It's a pretty factual circumstance, right? We could prove that in court of law, right? So Melissa has a thought about that. Her husband has a thought about that, right? He has his own model. Melissa has a thought about that. Then you have a feeling. A thought creates your feeling. Feeling is one word. A thought is one sentence. A feeling is one word, like happy, sad, anxious. I do this and then I just go totally blank on feelings. Curious, love, compassionate, that kind of stuff. Feelings then create actions. Might be to follow your plan. Might be to, it might be an inaction like procrastination. Might be to overeat. All those kind of things, right? And then ultimately the actions create your result. And your result is what you are ultimately getting from this model. And your result always goes back up and proves your thought true over and over again. And that's how it's a cycle. And so the way that this is that you have all these circumstances. I like to think about it like the solar system, right? And we're in the middle. We're the sun. Or whatever it is, right? I am not a astronomer astronomer. So, but we have all these circumstances in our lives, right? We have kids, we have a husband, we have a wife, we have a boss, we have a job, we have people say things, right? Direct quotes. That's another example of a circumstance. People do things. Right, that we cannot control. All of that are the circumstances in our lives. Then those are kind of the farthest away. I like to think of the model as kind of spinning around me. Like I am in the middle. I am this little stick figure. And so all these circumstances are just spinning around out in the world around me, right? They're just happening everywhere. And then something, you know, this little cycle here is a little bit closer to me, right? So because I can control that part. The think, feel, act, sometimes we refer to the think, feel, act cycle. That is something that's happening around us, like closer. That's kind of the way I like to visualize it. Like, okay, I can control something that is a little bit closer to me, right? I mean, it's all happening up here. So you could even just kind of think about it going around in your mind, right? So you have a thought about one of these circumstances out here, which creates a feeling, which creates action or inaction. And then ultimately it creates the result, which is, you know, kind of the closest thing to you, right? I mean, that's what we're all about here, is getting results in our lives, results that we want. One of them is weight loss, usually. Maybe one of them might be maintaining my weight. But, you know, what we always say about the result line is that only you can be in the result line, right? No one else can change. You know, other people changing cannot be in your result line. And so that's the very inner part of this, you know, this cycle is you and the results that you get that you can control. So I hope that makes sense. And I know y'all have seen this before and Corinne has taught it as well. So, but it's just such a good way to see the think, feel, act cycle of the model. And but particularly it's really interesting to kind of visualize circumstances just floating outside of us, right? And so speaking of circumstances, that's kind of what we're focusing on tonight. So let's see what y'all came up with as some example circumstances. So Melissa said, I'm losing weight, my husband is not. My boyfriend doesn't give me compliments. Is that truly factual? Pop this out. Y'all know you can pop out the chat so you can actually see everybody's name. I hate it when your name cuts off. Sharon. I don't think that's quite factual. Has he ever given you a compliment ever in your life? Is that something? So, you know, the thing about the circumstances, right, is that it has to be proven in a court of law. Everyone on the planet has to agree with you. So, for example, Melissa's circumstances, I am losing weight, my husband isn't. She could give you data from the scale that her, you know, that number is going down and her husband's is either staying the same or going up, right? But my boyfriend doesn't give me compliments. I'd have to question whether that is a true, neutral, factual circumstance. Trish, I think you've got a, like a diagnosis, right, of trigeminal neuralgia. So a diagnosis of something, a medical diagnosis, is a factual circumstance, right? You've got the medical records that you have been diagnosed with something. CJ, planning meals. I would work on that. Maybe kind of work your model and see if that is really a true circumstance. My thin sister-in-law says, I don't eat cake. Okay, here, Kathy, this is a good one to point out. No adjectives, no descriptors in the C line. Thin. Your definition of thin, Kathy, is totally different than my definition of thin, right? Everyone on the planet has to agree. Well, everyone is not going to agree that your sister-in-law is thin, right? Because we all have different definitions of that. So just be sure and review your circumstances and make sure that you don't have any adjectives, any descriptors. Laura says, I work 50 hours. Okay. And be as specific as you can in the circumstance line, y'all. 50 hours per week, 50 hours in 3 days. Just be as specific as you can, as detailed as you can, but still factual. Ate an unplanned bar while on a conference call. We could check your plan, right, Linda, and see that it's not on your plan, you know, and we could document that you were on a conference call. Nina says, my husband lost 40 pounds and I lost 5. I would get that more specific, like in a specific amount of time, Nina. Lisa, I'm losing the same pound over and over again, I would be more specific with that, where I lost 1 pound the week of these dates. I gained that pound the week of these dates. Here's the thing about the circumstance line, y'all. It cannot, you do not want it to be emotionally charged at all. You don't want it to have any emotion attached to it, because it's got to start out as totally neutral. And so thinking or having a circumstance as I'm losing the same pound over and over again, that's got emotion attached to it. So I want you to have like dates of when you lost a pound, dates of when you gained a pound. Lots of numbers, y'all. Numbers are usually very neutral, right? Don't have that emotion attached to it. Got a new TV, now watching at night, and off plan overeating. That's pretty vague, Stacy. Got a new TV is pretty factual and neutral. I want you to think of a specific, like, I am watching TV at a specific time and I ate these specific foods. Just like when you do a recovery worksheet, that first question is analyzing the circumstance. Y'all know a recovery worksheet is basically just a big old model that you're doing, right? And so you want to list out all the specific food that you ate. Very factual, very neutral. Let's see. CJ, I have a busy weekend. Busy. Busy is a descriptor, right? So, sorry, y'all, my phone just ran. Busy can't be in your C line, because your definition of busy is very different than my definition. So you say, okay, this weekend I have to do this, 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 and this. very factual, just boring. Y'all, the circumstance line should be so boring. Okay. Maggie, circumstances sometimes prevent me from getting home to eat by 7. I would say on this date, I ate at this time. Very simple and boring, y'all. In the Q&A. Oh, okay. Got some tech tips there. Okay, we got some questions in the Q&A. Let's see. Georgiana. Family parties involve a lot of food. Okay, a lot, again, is another descriptor, right? It's another adjective. And none of us have the same definition of a lot. So I want you to, your C could just be family parties, or it could be family parties have this, 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 and this food, right? But anything that it describes an amount, it's got to be specific and something everyone can agree on. Lynn, my coworker takes over my project when most work has been done, then takes credit. That's got a lot of thoughts in it. It's got a lot of thoughts in it. I want you to look at that and work on making it as factual, as neutral as possible. Let's see. Sharon. Yes. Sharon says, I heard Kathy say we can start with any element in the cycle with our models. Absolutely. And you can start with the result and go backwards. Absolutely. You can start anywhere in the model, any line in the model. Sapphire says, my 38-year-old son was mean to me when I was trying to help him. Mean is another adjective, right? It's another descriptor. So I want you to, you can have a direct quote. Love direct quotes in the circumstance line. That's something that's totally factual and totally neutral. So what did he say exactly? That would be your C. That could be a great C. Okay. Hope says minus 1.3 pounds in 2 weeks. Great circumstance. Very factual and specific. Danny, I do not eat sugar and my husband always offers me sweets. Your husband does not, husband always offers me sweets is your thought, right? He does not offer you sweets every moment of every day, right? Always, again, is another descriptor that is just your opinion, right? No opinions, no descriptors, no adjectives. Totally boring and factual. That's definitely got some emotion attached to it in there. Boyfriend doesn't give me compliments, Sharon. I would just play with it. I think maybe that is a thought. Maybe that is your thought. Let's just play with it, right? The whole thing about the model is that there's no way to do it wrong. There's no way to mess it up because we're just playing with it, right? It's just like a little puzzle. That's the way I see the model. It's just, that's why I love it, because it's just like, okay, let's just put it in the thought line, see what happens, right? Yeah, so just try it in the thought line, see where you go from there. Y'all are trying to set up this meetup. Janine, traumatic childhood holidays. Traumatic, that's a descriptor, and that's an opinion, so that goes in the thought line. Your childhood holidays are the C, and they were traumatic, is your thought. Brenda, phone call with stepdaughter. Okay. That's a factual circumstance. If you had some sort of direct quote that you could put in there, if you wanted to do a model on something specific that your stepdaughter said, a direct quote, not your interpretation of what she said, then you can include that too. My husband said, I'm working on myself and not doing enough to help my daughter who is overweight. So is that exactly what he said, Jennifer? Is that a direct quote? Then that would be fine. Daughter's spouse spoils holiday meals. Daughter agrees. Spoils. We all got a different definition of spoils, right? We need some facts in there. something you could prove in court. 55-minute phone call with stepdaughter. I am dressed up and my boyfriend doesn't tell me I look nice. Dressed up is pretty, an opinion, right? It's not factual. So you could say the other night I wore this, you know, these clothes and my boyfriend did not tell me, you know, did not give me a, let's see. Cause I was saying, I almost think didn't give me a compliment. I was saying that that was more like a thought. So you could say my boyfriend, just try it. Just try it in the C line, try it in the T line. Yeah. Let's see. Sapphire, I flew to Tampa and drove to Valdosta to help E get to a probation appointment. Okay. That's pretty factual. Help is pretty vague, right? That's pretty, but you got him, you know, you got somebody to a probation appointment. Danny, I do not eat sugar and my husband offered me a cookie last night. Yes. Pretty factual, right? That's much, much better. Chrissy says, patient cried about cost of medication. I would say I told the person the cost of the medication and they cried, right? We don't know exactly why they cried. So just, yeah, real factual. I stopped drinking Diet Coke on October 1st and eating sugar in November 1st. And I weigh the same today as I did on October 1st. Yeah. As long as you haven't had one sip of Diet Coke since October 1st and you haven't had one grain of sugar since November 1st. Kathy, my sister-in-law that weighs less than me said, I don't eat cake. Yes, as long as that's a direct quote. And yes, and that weighs less than me. As long as you can prove that, that she weighs less than you. My husband lost 40 pounds and I lost 5 since I joined the tribe in September. Yes, Nina. Very factual. Oh my gosh, y'all. There's not that many left. Hold up on the circumstances. Let me just read the last few and then we're going to get to some questions. Watching TV at 8 to 9 p.m., eating Doritos, Cheetos that husband brought home from hunting trip. Yes, that's a very good factual circumstance. Still trying to set up that Marco Polo group, which is awesome. next time I'll have y'all put this in the Q&A, but it's no big deal. Daughter spouse is not welcome to holiday gathering. Not welcome is very, very subjective, right? Very your opinion that she's not welcome, very vague. So I would say holiday gathering is your circumstance and daughter spouse is not welcome is your thought. I would try that. Aubrey, decide not to pause my overeating to use a 5-minute urge meditation. Okay. Okay. I think that's pretty. Give that a try. Give that a try. See where you go with that. I'm 46 and postmenopausal, Michelle. Yep, I think you could go with that. Dog having surgery for broken leg. Yes, I think that's pretty factual. Husband asked to get him a glass of water. I love these circumstances. I'm like, what is going on? I'm just kind of getting curious here. Husband asked to get him a glass of water. Yes, my husband asked me, you know, just go ahead and do a direct quote, right? Will you please get me a glass of water? Will you get me a glass of water? Or go get me some water or whatever the specific words are. I don't want to be friends with someone anymore. Nope, that's a thought, Melissa. My only sibling cut me out of his life. I think you mean after the death of our parents. Carrie, this is a really good example because cut me out of his life you could, you know, you might argue with me that that's a fact, but that is an emotionally charged phrase, right? That's actually something else I was going to talk about, where really think about, you know, again, making it boring, making it not emotionally charged. So I have not spoken to my sibling since this date, right? That would make it more factual, more boring, more less emotionally charged, not more, less emotionally charged. Something even, another example of that is just something like debt versus amount owed, right? The word debt just may be very emotionally charged to some people. And so you change that to, I owe this specific amount of money to the IRS or whatever it is, right? Because, you know, you just never know what words are gonna not feel neutral to you. So just keep thinking about that. Initial interview, phone conference, noon on 11/22. Yep, love that, Hope. Very factual. My coworker finished my project. Lynn, I would try that. Finished is pretty subjective, but just go with that and see where you go from there. I didn't plan my lunch. I ate at Taco Bell. Yes, Carolyn. I didn't make a plan for lunch. We could look at your plan and see that you didn't have anything on there. And then you ate at Taco Bell. That's factual. Okay, y'all, no more example circumstances. Because I'm going to get to some modeling here in a minute. I lost the weight. Lisa, I want you to be real specific with the dates. I just want you to be specific. This week I lost this amount of weight. This next week I gained this amount of weight. Just all numbers. Real specific dates and weights. Gained 5 pounds since October camp could be a circumstance. Yeah, make that your circumstance. How do you want to think and feel about that? You've gained 5 pounds. Sapphire, looks like you're pretty factual. Spent 4 hours each way driving. He said, I mean, as long as it's a direct quote, geez, why don't you let me drive so we can get there on time? He didn't say thank you. I almost want y'all to stay away with what people didn't say. Because that's really like a thought. You know what I mean? Like, that's emotionally charged, at least, right? Bev, I have urges for sugary sweets every afternoon. I would try that, Bev. See where you go with that. Yeah, Sharon. I mean, this takes practice, right? And that's something where, you know, where as coaches can come in. It's like, okay, I'm working on this model. I want to check and see. We do that all the time. I want to check and see if this, do you think this circumstance is neutral? Do you think this is a good circumstance? Oh yeah, y'all for sure, be sure your settings in the chat are set to all panelists and attendees. Otherwise, I'm going to only see, if it's just all panelists, I'm the only one who's going to see it. Okay. So we're going to do the Q&A now. Okay. We just got some more circumstances in here, but let's go ahead and, Lisa, my body is a good, I have a body. I kind of like, I have a body a little bit better. So. Oh shoot, y'all. I'm gonna have to run and get a Kleenex. I'm not gonna be able to erase. Okay, let me run and get a Kleenex real quick and we will start modeling. So hold on just a minute. Let me pause. And okay. I've done that before where I have forgotten to unpause and then lost everything. So I'm gonna redo my letters here so I can And just let me know, y'all, let me know in the Q&A if you have any more questions about the C-line, Or yeah, let's just do everything else in the Q&A box from here on out. I'm just gonna put the chat over here. Okay. So Aubrey, we're gonna work on your model. So she has overeating. I don't want to stop. As the thought. Desperate. Urgent. I'll see this. And don't use my interrupters or her tools to interrupt her urges. And R is repeat, cycle of overeating. Okay, let me just kind of analyze this a little bit. This is definitely a good start. Oh, y'all, I got to use a different marker next time. So for the C line, overeating, I mean, is an okay circumstance, but I would just, why not just use a specific circumstance, right? Like the last time you overate. And so you could do something like where it's just like, I overate, let's just say, cookies. You might as well just use a specific example, right? Just so you can really draw from that experience and get it the most you can out of each model. So I overate cookies today. Well, and actually, no, I'm correcting myself on this. Yes, Amber, overeating is subjective. You're exactly right. See, I'm not perfect at this either, y'all. Y'all gotta keep me on my toes. I ate 10 cookies today, right? That's pretty darn factual, right? So, yes, thank y'all. Everybody's like, is overeating a fact? No, y'all are exactly right. Exactly right, right? Because over your definition of overeating, my definition of overeating can be totally different, right? So let's say I ate 10 cookies today. And this is the same thing that you do in a recovery worksheet, right? You're very specific and you just list the food. And sometimes when I have an overeat and I just do a recovery worksheet and I just see that food just listed in black and white, it really just helps me to just really see it, to take some of that emotion out of it, to make it not such a big deal. I just ate some food, right? That's all that happened. I'm not the horrible person that I keep thinking I am, right? And that can help y'all too. So I ate 10 cookies today. And while you were eating it, or after you finished eating the 10 cookies, you thought, I don't want to stop. You felt desperate, urgent, and then you don't use your interrupters. Maybe you keep eating, right? That could happen. And really the result, we always want to prove the result or prove the thought true in the result line is that, you do repeat the cycle. That is what's happening, but you really want it the result and the thought to match as much as you can. And so you go back up to the thought and think, okay, if I'm thinking I don't want to stop, then the result is I still think I don't want to stop. Right? Nothing changes. You're not working on yourself, right? You still have these thoughts of I don't want to stop. So that is kind of a way to kind of refine that model a little bit. Let me see if y'all have any questions. Let's see. Michelle, I ate a bowl of cereal and milk and sugar on Monday night at 8 p.m. when I was at plus one. Yeah. Again, you know, we could argue that the hunger scale is subjective, but I'll give you the plus, you know, I'll give you that one. Okay. Let's see what else we got in the Q&A. Okay, we talked about that. Okay, here's another model. All right. I'll use a better marker this time. Okay. My mom died 23 years ago. Definitely factual, right? And this is, you know, like I was talking about with kind of the verbiage, right? Or the wording. I lost my mom 23 years ago is definitely more subjective, more emotionally charged than my mom died 23 years ago, right? That's just an example of kind of the wording that could be adjusted to make it more neutral for you. Her thought is, I miss her the most around the holidays. And feeling sad. Let's see. Action. I'm going to read this and see what we think here. Say bah humbug type negative things about the holidays. Don't do things holiday related that may bring me joy. Focus on the negative things about September. So I'm just going to say, I'm not going to write all that out, but focus on the negative through your actions. Right? And the result is go into December in a negative headspace and make the holiday not as good as it could be for me and those around me. The result really is that you just continue to miss her. Well, let's look at this for a minute after I write this. I miss her the most around the holidays. Sad. Focus on the negative. You know, there's nothing, let's see. Continue to miss her. Let's see what she said for a result. Go into December in a negative headspace and make the holiday not as good as it could be for me and those around me. I think your result is you continue to miss her and stay in a negative headspace. Stay in the negative is what I'll say, just to kind of save time. And so, here's the thing. I mean, you have some different options here. You're anonymous. You have some different options here. You can This is just kind of options, right? I mean, you can continue to miss her and feel sad. And just feel sad, right? You know, feel my feelings. But that doesn't mean that you have to, you know, say bah humbug or negative type things. Or focus on the negative things, right? I mean, it's totally normal to just feel sad. I'm just going to say feel sad. I mean, it's totally normal to miss someone and feel sad when you know, during the holidays, right? And your result is, you know, you continue to miss her while feeling your feelings. It's like, we're not trying to avoid sadness. You know, that's not our objective, right? To feel sad, to avoid feeling negative emotion. It's just that, you know, we don't have to act from that negative emotion in any way other than to just feel sad, right? I mean, we can just feel sad, but then do different actions, right? Continue to miss her while feeling feelings. And I think that's one of the biggest kind of skills that we want y'all to learn through all of this, is that it's totally okay. You know, life is 50% negative emotion. But, you know, that doesn't have to come out in our actions. That doesn't have to come out. You know, we can just get the result of feeling our feelings. And, you know, our actions are part of other models, right? The only action is just feel sad. Let me know if that makes sense, if y'all have any questions on that. Because it's kind of a little bit more kind of advanced work. So that's one option. And then you said your new intentional thought, I want to do holiday things that I find joy in. Here's the thing. I mean, you could feel sad, but then you could also find things that you enjoy. At the same time, right? I mean, it's almost like this is almost kind of two models together. And because it's like you feel sad, but then you're probably also remembering the good times that you had with her during the holidays, right? I mean, that's why we get sad during the holidays a lot of times. It's because remembering the good times. And so it's like this, it's this mixed emotion. And I think a lot of times we think it's like not right if we're feeling sad and happy at the same time. But I think it's important to point out that that's totally normal for us, right? Because, I mean, I just said, you know, life is 50% positive emotion, 50% negative emotion. So we're going to be feeling them both at the same time. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. That's totally normal. And so the sad part is that you just allow yourself to feel sad. But then from the happiness place of remembering the happy memories, you find things that you enjoy, maybe things that you used to do together. Or you look at old photos. That's something I love to do, and look at memories and things like that. And then you continue to miss her, which is totally normal to miss someone when they die, but you're also feeling your feelings, and you're also, while feeling your feelings, and you're looking for joy during this time. So it's just like, it's totally normal to feel sad and happy at the same time during the holidays or any time. And you just want, and you can cry if you want to, right? I mean, that could be in the action line. But then also you can find things that, you know, that you enjoy and that bring you joy. So it's just knowing that both of those are possible to kind of hold, you know, both of those models are possible to hold at the same time, because we're human and we just feel a bunch of emotions at the same time. So, okay. Dana, let's do your model. This is fun, y'all. Let's see. Okay, making sure. Y'all have specific questions you want me to answer. I'm kind of glancing at the chat every once in a while, but I may miss something. So if y'all have a real specific question, just put them in the Q&A. All right. And I did get a... Okay. My husband just texted me. People have no clue how to drive while it's raining. So he stopped to have a beer on the way home. So it's just fine. because I'm on this call. So, all right. Dana says her circumstance is saw ex with a new girlfriend. Y'all think that's pretty neutral? Let me know in the chat. I think it's pretty neutral, pretty factual. I would be sure that your ex, that, you know, just the word ex doesn't have any kind of emotional charge to it. Michelle suggested, I saw Joe with Sally. I think you're right, Michelle, where it's just, Dana says, I left out that he's a narcissist. That's in your thought line, Dana. So, but yeah, just very, I think I would do that. I think I agree with Michelle that I would just say, I saw Joe with Sally at this restaurant or wherever it was. So yeah, because X, I know I have an X and calling him the X instead of actually his name is Joe, my ex, and calling him my ex is not neutral. It's not without some emotion. So just think about that. Okay. I know what you're saying. He's so self-focused. Let's just keep it at that. You said he's so self-focused to bring her. He's showing her off. But let's just keep he's so self-focused. Then you feel anxious. And, okay, so Dana, you've got a bunch of thoughts here. You've got in your action line, you've got nervous and uncomfortable. Those are just more thoughts. So we're going to put those all in the feeling line, but I want you to choose one and put it in the model. So yeah, so those are all feelings. So your action is what? Okay, Dana wants to stick with anxious. So what's your action, Dana? Why are you anxious? Why are you anxious that he is so self-focused? I want you to ask yourself, what do you make that mean about you that he is so self-focused? So what if he's, you know, if he's focused on himself? What does that have to do with you? And here's the other, so Dana, her result, y'all, is that you said, caught myself being anxious and stepped up to get things done. That's in your intentional model. So you've kind of got some mixed up models here. That's, you know, that is moving over to your intentional. So we'll do that in a second. So, okay, here's your thought. She just gave me the thought right here. He's showing her off. To make me feel bad. Okay, what's your action, Dana? What are you doing when you feel anxious? It's almost like you could feel anxious, but it's just bad, right? You just feel bad. And you think he's making you feel bad. But you know that no one can make you feel bad. But when you feel bad, when you feel anxious, what are you doing? Okay, sweaty, she says, palm sweat. And get snappy. Snap at others. And so the result is you feel bad anyway. you know, you think he's making you feel bad? No, you're making you yourself feel bad because you're snapping at others. And, you know, your palms are sweating, all of that kind of stuff. And that's coming from you, right? From your anxiety. You're creating your anxiety through your thought. All he did was show up with his girlfriend. You know, that's the circumstance, right? And you created a story around it that created anxiety, created crappy feelings, and then all this other stuff, you know, happened, and you did all this other stuff, and then you created that feeling through your actions. You said you want to leave, right? So that's what happened there. It's like you, it's like that whole self-fulfilling prophecy, right? I mean, that's basically what the model is that you, you know, you think a certain way and you fulfill it, you know, through your actions, right? Okay, Dana. But again, it sounds like you kind of worked your way out of it by stepping up. And so what I want you to do, your homework is to put, you know, stepping up to get things done in the action line. And then I want you to come up with the thoughts and feelings that led you to do that, to get those pictures done anyway, right? You didn't leave, even though you wanted to leave, you didn't leave. And so what thoughts and feelings, you know, what changed, right, to get you to stay and get it done and get those pictures done? Because those are the thoughts that you want to become aware of that are working for you. Okay. Nurit, if you have a question, I want you to put it in the Q&A, okay? Because that's a big, long thing, and it's gonna get lost in the chat. So put that in the Q&A box if you have a question. I'm watching the time here because it goes by so fast, y'all. Okay. Celia, I'm going to start you off on your model. She says, her C, I ate cookies as a reward to completing something challenging. So your circumstance is I ate cookies. You probably want to be like specific about number and type. And then your thought is, you're right, this is a reward. This is my reward. That's your thought. And then I want you to complete the model from there. Okay? And see where it takes you. Sharon, so are we trying to take out our assumptions about circumstances? Yeah, circumstances should not have any assumptions in them, right? I mean, if it's something that you can prove in a court of law, it's not any assumptions, it's not any speculations, it's not any guesses. It is just the facts. I like to say, you know, y'all know from Dragnet. I mean, I'm not that young. I still remember Dragnet where he was like, just the facts, ma'am. Right? That's the way I like to think about the circumstance. Just the facts. Just the facts, ma'am. If we have a vague circumstance, can we work it out through the model, or must it always be very specific, factual to make the model successful? Just try it, right? Just try it and see where you go with it. And then if you get stuck, or if you think, you know what, I really don't think I've worked through this enough, then post it and ask coaches and we can help you. Okay, Nina, let's do you real quick. Your circumstance was that your husband lost 40 pounds. And you've lost 5 since September. Right, since September. That's pretty good and factual, right? I'm happy for him, but frustrated for me. So frustrated. Let's just focus on you, right? And here's, this is the other thing about models. When y'all are really focused on another person, it's this whole concept I call the mirror. And it's like when you got all these thoughts about somebody else, and this is kind of what I was asking, I think Dana a minute ago, where it's like, what do I make that mean about me? And you turn that mirror around on yourself. I just kind of visualize like I'm projecting this mirror on everybody else, and like he's a terrible person, and he's doing all this stuff, and he's, you know, making me feel all this way. And it's like, no, okay, let me focus on myself. What am I making this mean about me? That's a really amazing question that you can ask yourself. You really want your models to be as focused on you as you can. I don't know. That's my opinion. Because again, we're the only people we can control anyway. So we might as well come up with, you know, with models that are focused on us. So I would just focus on you, Nina. So you're frustrated. Because again, he's going to lose however much weight he wants to, right? And so, or however much weight, you know, however much his body wants to release. And so that's him. So I want you to focus on you. And you've lost 5 pounds since September. And if you didn't compare, I mean, if you even just erase this, you didn't even compare to him. You've lost 5 pounds since September. So what? What's frustrating about that? Do some journaling and come up with your thought here. What frustrates you about that? Okay. So that's what I want you to work on. Kathy. Okay. Kathy, my sister-in-law says I don't eat cake. Okay. My sister-in-law said I don't eat cake. And this is kind of what I was talking about a minute ago. We're like, you got all kinds of, you know, you could have all kinds of thoughts about the sister-in-law in here. But again, when you're judging other people, it means that you're judging yourself. When you're comparing yourself to other people, when you're comparing yourself to your husband, you're really judging yourself. And so that's when you need to turn that mirror around on yourself and say, okay, what do I make this mean about me? And Kathy, that you did good here. You said, I want cake. This must be why I'm fat and she's thin. Right? I want cake. This must be why I'm fat. Again, just focus it on you. And you feel inadequate, hopeless. And your action, I compare myself to her, eat lots of cake to cope with the self-judgment. So eat lots of cake. Compare, we call that compare and despair, right? Compare. So then, you know, you basically, nothing changes, right? You stay fat, right? I mean, you just prove your thought true that, okay, if I eat cake, I'm going to stay overweight. Now, we know intellectually that you can plan cake and still lose weight, right? But it sounds like you're overeating the cake, right? And so it's just, you know, it's really thinking about someone else's life and thinking, oh, she gets to eat cake whenever she wants. No. But your brain just goes to, it's not fair. She gets to eat cake whenever she wants. And so then in turn, you overeat cake. And, you know, you don't plan it and you just prove your thought true that I'm going to stay overweight. I'm going to stay fat. So that's that model. So I want you, Kathy, your homework is to work on an intentional model with this same circumstance. What do you want to make that mean when your sister-in-law says, I don't eat cake? Because again, it's still, you know, y'all know the intentional and the unintentional, and the intentional model has the same circumstance. Nothing changes there. Okay. Trish has got her, I'm just going to say diagnosis, Trish, because I'm going to spell that thing wrong. And I'm afraid the pain will come back full force. Pain will come back. Full force. Fear and apprehension. If possible, y'all want to stay with one feeling just to simplify, because you can always do another model with another feeling and see if anything else comes out different, right? See if you can uncover any other thoughts. So your action is you stress, ruminate, all things that are really good for your diagnosis, right? And your result is that, yes, you remain in fear and you do things like stress and ruminate and just stay scared that could even cause the pain back to come back, because you're putting so much stress and, you know, running cortisol through your body, right? You remain in fear and, you know, more likely for the pain to come back to prove your thought true. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but I can tell you that it's not great for you to stress and ruminate. That's not great for your pain, right? And so her intentional was, I'm getting treatment. Her feeling was hopeful. And action was take meds, follow doctor's orders. And her, let's see. Yeah, her result is that she's, you know, she's working on it, right? She's working on getting treatment. And so if that thought is working for you, I'm getting treatment, right? It could be something like, I'm doing everything I can for myself right now. You know, something that's kind of coming from a place of love and compassion for yourself. This is just a suggestion, right? As opposed to fear and apprehension. That's another thing y'all can do when you're working on an intentional model. Is just like, okay, instead of fear and apprehension, how do I want to feel right now? And it's not necessarily rainbows and daisies. It's not like amazing and confident. But it's like, well, I want to have, you know, some compassion for myself during this time. I want to love myself through this no matter what. And that can really help you move into an intentional model. So let's see. Somebody just said, this is the first time I realized we want to keep working different models around the same circumstance in order to reveal all the thoughts we have about the circumstance. Yeah. I mean, you could have 20 models with the same circumstance if you have 20 different thoughts or 20 different feelings. It's not just, you know, it's not like you're looking for just the one perfect model for one circumstance. You could absolutely have multiple models. That's definitely a good point. All right. Okay, y'all, if y'all are, let's see. Okay, no more models. I'm going to try to get through as many as I can. So no more models in the Q&A. If y'all have any more, put them in Ask Coaches and we'll get to them. And I may not write every single one. I'm going to look here. Let's see. Uh, Yes, the result always proves your thought true. Yeah, and I think we're going to be doing a special, we're going to be doing another model. Sorry, y'all, I've been talking a lot. We're going to do another model call on this, and I think we're going to focus on the result line. And so y'all will be able to ask your specific questions about the result. And yeah, and I'm not going to be able to, I'm just going to go through the Q&A, so I won't be able to coach anybody live tonight. So we're just, I'm going to get through the Q&A. That's my goal. No, can the thought line be a question? No, no questions in the thought line. If you have a question in the thought line, answer the question, and that's your thought. What if I so-and-so, so-and-so, answer your question? What if? What if you do this? What if you do that? Okay, so if the result proves the thought, is this the unintentional model? So you can come up with a new thought? If so, to have a new thought, I would need to start with the result I want. Yes. That's the thing. Like with the intentional model, you can start with, okay, this is the result I want. I want to lose weight. I want to, but remember, only you can be in the result line, right? It's not that my husband takes out the trash. So only you can be in the result line. So yeah, you can absolutely start your intentional model with the result line. You can start anywhere in the model, anytime. Feeling sad can be an action. Yes, like feeling your emotion, feeling any emotion can be an action. That's one of my favorite models, is where just the action line is just to feel the emotion, whatever it is, right? Because we're always working on feeling our emotions around here, because a lot of times we're eating instead of feeling, right? We're buffering from our emotions with food or drink or Facebook or Netflix or whatever it is. Good. I'm glad I helped. Okay, Sapphire, let's work with yours. Let's see. Spent 36 hours with E. I think this is the person you were driving to Florida for the probation thing. He was mean to me. I want you to, this is another time where you do that mirror, right? He was mean to me. What do you make that mean about you? Is it something like, I spent all this time getting you to this place and you don't even appreciate it, or something like that, right? That's just a suggestion, but like, what do you make that mean? Your feeling is hurt. Let's just say hurt. Actions, withdraw, get quiet. Endured the time until it ended. I look for ways to be apart from him. Result, our relationship is no better after spending time together. Okay, this is a good point, Sapphire. Again, our relationship is no better. That can't be in your result line because he is in there, right? Or, yeah, he is in there. Only you can be in the result line. So what's happening here, and you said endure the trip. Right, the rest of the trip. The result is that you're mean to yourself. You know, you think he's mean. And I like to always put a period at the end of my thought, just to see it as a sentence in my mind. And actually, it's, I am mean to myself. You definitely want to speak in the first person. When you're doing these, I mean to myself. It's like you think, okay, if he's going to be mean to me, then I'm going to be mean back to him. I'm going to be mean to myself. I'm going to be miserable, basically, because you're proving your thought true. So what I want you to work on is an intentional model now and really think about, okay, this is still the same. How do you want to think about it? It could be something like, you know what? I chose to do this for him. I chose to do this. and I don't expect anything in return. If that's the way you think, right? Just throwing a thought out there, just offering a thought. Maybe you did expect something in return, but just, you know, how do you want to think about it? That, you know, maybe start with a feeling line. How do you want to feel about having done this? So just think about that and put in Ask Coaches if you have any questions. I don't know how to put holidays in the C line without it feeling emotionally charged. I mean, Christmas is December 25th, right? That could be a C line. Start there. Go from there. Okay, Elizabeth, your C line is not neutral. Daughter's husband is antisocial. Antisocial is a total subjective opinion, adjective, descriptor. I want you to work on a very specific example of something he did and then go from there. Let's see. I may have to kind of pick and choose the models here now, y'all. And don't forget your result line. Some of y'all are forgetting your result line. So be sure and just try your result, right? No wrong way. Just give it a try. Okay, Chris, let's work yours. Ate licorice and cheese, not on plan. I may read it. Hold on, let me see. This is awesome, y'all. Y'all have put me to work tonight. Her thought is, I always do this. Will never control urges. Feeling is self-loathing, hopeless. Action is think more negative thoughts and continue your cycle of negative self-talk, right? You continue to think you'll always do this. You'll never control your urges, right? That's the cycle. And again, you know, we talked at the beginning about how the model is a cycle. Right? You just keep telling yourself the same thing. Then you keep doing things and you know, keep telling yourself the same thing. You feel crappy about it. You do, you know, the things that just create the cycle going around and around. And so your intentional is, I am human. I can make the next best decision. Self-acceptance. I also think, just to be realistic, in the intentional model, especially with something like overeating, is that you put some discomfort in that feeling line, right? You know, especially at first, this is not easy peasy stuff, right? It's, you know, it's totally doable, but so self-acceptance, I think you meant maybe forgive yourself and move on. And then your result is a positive cycle of loving myself. Yeah. You know, the result is that you just continue to think that I'm human. I make the next best decision always. I can always practice that. And then you just keep going. So I think that's a really good model. Okay. Let's see. Robin says, my intentional model isn't enough to get me to follow my 24-hour plan. I tend to overeat and or eat a plan. Granted, I've only been doing this for less than a month, but would like to improve. And that's a good point too, Robin. I mean, doing models does not make allowing urges any easier. Right? Allowing urges is not going to be easy most of the time or a lot of the time. With practice, it gets easier. But that's what I was saying, you know, with the other model. It's like some discomfort is part of the process a lot of the times. You know, eventually you can get to where you have some urges and you're able to just kind of dismiss them pretty quickly. But you also just kind of get used to some discomfort. And so modeling does not make things easier. And Corinne says this all the time, right? It just helps you become aware of what you're thinking, what's creating the results in your life and why, you know, why you're signing up for some discomfort and you're doing it anyway, right? Why all of this is important to you. So her model is, I weigh 196.8 pounds this morning. Thought is, I will portion my planned foods. Feeling is focused. Action is eating portion foods. Result is lose weight. I want you to, I think this is Robin. Robin, I want you to go back and work on your thought line, because what are you really thinking about seeing 196.8 on the scale this morning? What are you thinking about that? What sentence went through your head when you saw that number on the scale? That's where I want you to start with the model. And that'll just get you some awareness of maybe why you're eating off plan. I want you to start with the unintentional model first of, you know, your action is eat off plan. That's the first thing, is you want to figure out why you're eating off plan to begin with. And then you can work on an intentional model. So work on that and then put it in Ask Coaches. Elizabeth, I ate 5 cookies is the circumstance line. Let's do this one real quick. And you said, it's my reward. I think you said for doing something challenging. You're disappointed. So are you disappointed because you're giving yourself food as a reward? I just want you to clarify that. Okay, wait. Okay, so here's what's happening, Elizabeth. This is actually a good, really good point too, is that when you have an overeat, right? There's 2 different ways that you can model it. You can model it where you put it in the... Let's just erase all this. This is where I want you to start, Elizabeth. I want you to first start where you put it in the action line. So that helps you see the thoughts and feelings that were happening before, right? Before you ate. So let's just say it's 8 p.m. and you finished... You're talking about doing something challenging. So let's just say you finished your project, whatever it was, and you thought something like, I deserve a reward for all of my hard work, and you feel justified. You ate the 5 cookies, and your result is that I reward myself with food. When I do things. So that's the cycle that's happening, you know, that leads you up to eating. And then you do a model. Then the other way to do a model with an overeat is to then put it in the C line after it happens. So after you ate the 5 cookies, then you can look at your thoughts and feelings after the fact. You know, are you judging yourself, right? Are you thinking something like, I shouldn't have done that. I'm a terrible person. You know, I really want to work on this, or whatever it is. And then you have a feeling of guilty or, you know, something like that. And then your action may be to eat more, to overeat more, or whatever it is. So that's where I think you were getting confused, is that you were putting 8 cookies in a bunch of different lines of the model all at the same time. But those are all separate models, right? And so you want to put either it in the C line, which is processing it after it happens, or in the A line, processing it before it happens. Okay, y'all, a few more questions, and then, like, I'm running out of voice. Nurit says, when you have a moment, I have a question. If there's a topic we continue to struggle with, I get we should do a TDL and model frequently. I guess where I struggle is that what if it is repetitive day after day, at least for the most part? Is that the process? Yes. Is the intent over time we will find ourselves gravitating toward the intentional model versus the unintentional model? Absolutely. That's the thing. It's like we can do these models, but it doesn't just happen like that, right? The intentional model doesn't just happen like that. It happens after days, weeks, months, years of practicing the intentional thought, right? And so the purpose of doing the model is just to work on something to practice. First, to become aware of what's happening and maybe what isn't working for you, a thought process that isn't working for you. And then to work on one that does work for you and that gets you the result you want, but it takes practice. Absolutely. I mean, Corinne talks about, you know, redirecting yourself hundreds and hundreds of times. And so that's the reality of thought work. So that's a really good question. All right. Okay. Last few questions. Let's see. Hopes, her C is initial phone interview tomorrow at noon. This job may be too much travel for me. Feeling is fear. Action is ask questions during the interview that will expose that fear and uncertainty. Result is job not offered, more uncertainty about the potential of the job. Okay. So, yeah, I think that's a good unintentional model, Hope, where basically your thought is, I'm afraid that this job may be too much travel for me. So you're living in fear, right? And so then you're not showing up to the interview the way that you want because you're living in fear. And so for you, it's about, okay, how do I want to show up at the interview, right? Do I want to show up confident, curious? You know, just think about maybe start with a feeling line in the intentional model. Yvonne says she has two dinners on Thanksgiving Day. One p.m. at in-laws, 5 p.m. at my aunt's house. Result line, do not overeat. Okay, well, and that would be your action line, Yvonne, is that you do not overeat. And so, yeah, and so you figure out what that means, right, for you to not overeat. What does that mean? You know, you plan it, right? You follow your hunger scale, and you said pick the foods, best foods at each house. I think that's a great idea, right? You just, if you're going one place at 1 p.m. and one place at 5 p.m., then you plan to just follow your hunger scale so you have a, you know, small plate of food at 1 p.m. and then another small plate of food at 5 p.m. Yeah. And so really think about how that's going to work in action, right? And just plan it ahead of time. When doing a thought download, should the thoughts also not be questions? Yeah, I think anytime you're writing and you ask a question, you know, you write out a question, answer it. Anytime I see thoughts in thought downloads and models, that's one of the best ways to uncover stuff is when you find yourself, because when your brain is asking you questions, it wants answers. It's looking for answers. So that's like a goldmine of thoughts in there. If you just answer that question, but you know, what if something happens to, you know, what if something happens to my parents, right? My parents are getting older. And if I'm walking around going, God, what if something happens to them? What am I going to do? I stop and I say, okay, Betsy, let's just, if this question keeps going around and around in my mind, I think we need to answer it. What if something happens? Well, I'll be sad. I'll miss them. I'll figure it out. I'll cry. You know, I'll have to clean out their house and I'll get people to help me or I'll hire somebody. You know, it's like really when you're asking a lot of questions, you're living in fear of the answer, basically. When you ask questions and you don't answer them, you're scared. You're scared of what the answer is going to be. And so when you answer it, when you really get real with yourself, then you let go of that fear and you're just not as, you're not walking around in fear all the time. And it just really uncovers. I like to picture it as like, you're like looking under the bed, right? For the boogeyman, you know, and there's just a few dust bunnies under there, right? When we really look at, I mean, another question I like to ask, like, what's the worst case scenario? Okay. I will miss my parents. I will mourn them. I will cry. I will be sad, you know, and it's going to suck, but I'll be okay. I have people around me that love me and things like that. So it just helps you kind of really get real with yourself and get and uncover some things. So when you do an unintentional model, do we do an intentional one at the same time? It's really up to you, Caroline. That's a good question. It's like sometimes, you know, you may just want to stay with the unintentional for a while just to be aware of like just where you are right now. There's no hurry. There's no requirement to do an intentional model immediately. Sometimes you don't need to do an intentional model yet. Sometimes you just need to stay in acceptance of where you are with the unintentional model and just be like, yeah, I am choosing this right now. And that's okay. I'm choosing to feel frustrated. I'm choosing to feel guilty right now. I'm choosing to think that this is unfair right now. And that's okay. It's like, it's almost like you're turning the unintentional into like an intention, like you're just into an intentional model. Like you're just, you're kind of, that's your intentional model now, because you're just intentionally deciding that, okay, I'm going to feel, I want to feel frustrated right now. And I absolutely can, you know? And so, but then sometimes when something's going really well for you, and this is for all of y'all, you want to do just intentional models because you want to point out thoughts that are working for you, right? And so like in your planner, sometimes like if you're writing about your day and you had a really good day, just do an intentional model so that you can really remember and become aware of, wait a minute, this thought really worked for me today. Like I can really do this. I'm doing this, or, you know, whatever thought it is. Right. And so that's, but that's a really good question. It's just, but then sometimes you want to, you know, you want to do an unintentional and then do an intentional model right away. It's like, there's no wrong way to do it. There's no wrong way to do it. But you just want to look at your models and just decide where you want to be, right? All of your models can be intentional ones if you want them to be, because you just want to be aware of like, okay, this is what I'm choosing right now. This is the result I'm choosing right now. Like I'm choosing to not lose weight right now because I'm choosing to overeat, because I'm choosing to think and feel this, right? It's just like working on just seeing that. And just being like, okay, this is what's happening right now. If I want a different result, I'm going to work on a different model. But maybe I'm just not quite ready. And maybe I just need to live in acceptance of where I am right now. Okay, honey, you're going to be the last one. Okay, circumstance, I stay up too late. So that is subjective, right? To your definition of too late, my definition of too late, they're all different. So I want you to say, last night I stayed up until, or like I went to sleep at this time. You know, and then you could also talk about like the things that you did before you went to bed. And your thought is, I have too much to do at night after work. That's your thought. Your feeling. So those are actions that you've got in your feeling line, dragging and overeat the next day. Those are actions. Those go in your action line. So how do you feel when you think, I have too much to do at night after work? Do you feel overwhelmed? Do you feel inadequate? Do you feel less than or something like that? And then, so kind of start there with kind of refining that, or, you know, revising that model and see where it takes you. Okay, y'all wore me out tonight. But I think we got some good stuff. I think we answered some really good questions, just general questions about the model, but specifically about the circumstance line. And I want y'all to, again, I love seeing the model. Y'all could even do your models this way, right? Where you could just write the circumstance around and then kind of do the little drawing just to kind of visualize it a different way. And but the last thing I want to say about the model is that just don't let your perfectionism come in, right? I know I'm a recovering perfectionist too. And when I think that maybe there's a way I'm going to do it wrong, or maybe there's a way that it's not going to be perfect or something like that, I avoid it. I procrastinate. I know I'm on to y'all because I've done it too. I still procrastinate on things. But this is the work of your life right here. Becoming aware of what's working and not working for you right now, and then moving into anything that you want to change so that you can really get the results that you want in your life. So don't avoid it. Don't procrastinate on it. Just try it. Just do it. See what you can learn. And then if you have questions for us, put it in Ask Coaches. Okay, y'all? All right. I will see you guys next time. I think our next call is going to be, actually, let me check. I don't know why my calendar does that. It just, sometimes I click on it and it just disappears. So hold on a minute. Let me just tell y'all the next. Okay. The next call, let's see, because Corinne and Kathy are still gone until, okay, so Sunday at noon is, Corinne will be back. She's doing her Tribe News show because that's right before the December starts. So y'all will be getting the scoop on everything that's going to be going on in December. And then she'll be doing her office hours coaching. So that'll be our next call. All right, y'all. This was so much fun. I hope I get to do this again soon because I love just taking your models and just, you know, kind of using them to teach you all and help you do your models just more effectively for you. So, all right, guys, take care. Talk to you later. Bye.